Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a couple that went to a party this weekend, and they lost strip poker and with a few others and had to go through a drive-thru butt naked when everybody can see them. I could be reading from a woman. She's secretly a stripper-gram on the weekends and some of her nights, too. I could be reading from one of those executives, you know, the safety director that comes to your company. On the weekends, he secretly lives in his basement, his playroom, and plays with various toys. I think you know what I mean. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. Okay, so last night when I was putting up my very delayed subscription show because of a family emergency last week, so again, sorry about that. When I was going to put everything on where it goes out on Wednesday, you know, like I pulled up my Anchor, which puts everything out for Wednesday for everybody, and realized I forgot to hit submit. So that's why you had a drop on Sunday night. Apologize for that. I must have just been rushing out the door or just getting the news when I was scheduling everything. And it was just one of those where I scheduled it and I thought I hit send. And again, I'm sorry, just a flake moment on my part. And yeah, one of those. So last night I was watching And Then There Were None, which I don't know if I've ever told you, I'm a big Agatha Christie fan. I love her work. I don't read a lot of it, but I do watch a lot of it when it can come on. Especially the books that I have read. And I read that book when I was in high school. And I think I've seen almost every adaptation made into that. Because when I read it, I think I read the version of it was when it was called The Ten Little Indians. And then we watched the movie. And, you know, now it's called And Then There Were None. Anyway, fast forward, I was watching the TV adapted version of 2015, I believe. And it had Sam Neill in it. And I didn't recognize any of the other characters except for the guy that played in Star Wars, the bad senator dude. See, I'm not a Star Warsy girl. But I do watch it. You guys, if you see it, you'll know who I'm talking about. Anyway, there comes a scene, and I'm trying not to give any spoilers if anybody likes Agatha Christie and has never read or seen And Then There Were None. There comes a point where there are four people and they throw this huge party because, like any Agatha Christie, it is one of those where they're all stuck in a mansion trying to find out who done it. So just a tiny spoiler. So fast forward here for a second. If you need to, at one point there's four of them left, and it's a woman and three men. And that's the end of the spoiler, by the way. And I was so horny last night. I knew I was going to masturbate. I knew I was going to have funsies. And I was so keyed up. But in this part, I don't know, this goes back to lust haze for all of us. and my lust haze kind of flipped in. And I thought, you know how they would be for sure that nothing would happen and everybody would be, you know, because it always amazes me that someone always leaves a room when they fully aware everybody stays in the same room, in the same spot. No one dies unless they all die together, right? So I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, they could just have a huge orgy. And then I realized, you know, I wonder if Agatha Christie has ever had an adaptation into a porno. Be interesting. I'll have to do some research on that. If you know, let me know. That would be completely interesting because there's so many spoofs out there. I'm wondering if there's any Agatha Christie sex porn spoofs. But if you watch the movie, you'll see the scene that I'm talking about. Or if you've read the book, you or have seen it, you know exactly what scene I'm talking about. But it was very, and it was no sex, by the way. I mean, there was, but it was kind of like off camera and you kind of knew it was going to happen. Well, not really off camera, but, you know, he was done rather quickly for us. Horned up he was, but he must have been really horned up in my opinion. Anywho, so if you see it and or know any Agatha Christie sex porn spoofs, let me know. I think I kind of want to check that out. And you know what time it is? It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, my wife and I in our 40s and absolutely love bourbon. We made our recent trip to Kentucky and brought along a sexy couple with us. We have been swingers off and on for about 10 years. My wife is a small BBW and so beautiful. She's 38 D-tits, an amazing bubble butt. Her curves are to die for. I'm 6 foot tall and have a dad bod. Our friends are about the same age as us and have shared some XXX pics between all of us in our group chat. We hit a few distilleries and got some amazing bottles of bourbon. Our house we rented was literally 1 mile off the road with no neighbors. We all sipped and enjoyed some Kentucky finest bourbon and got in the hot tub. We never brought suits for a reason. Pretty soon, the bubbles and the bourbon got all of us and the girls started making out. Then in turn, their asses backed up to my buddy and I, and hands started wandering. I have recently come out to my wife as bi-curious and grabbed my first cock under the water. I wanted to suck it so bad, but held off as I don't think my body is that curious. Anyways, the fun got a little out of control as we moved into the master bedroom. My wife and my friend lay down on the bed, and he started eating her out. To see another man pleasuring my wife was absolutely intense. I proceeded to eat his wife out and got her to come. She, in return, flipped me over and took me into her mouth, and then my wife did the same thing to my friend. We did a high five as both ladies were blowing us. God damn, did it feel amazing. He finished, and then my wife watched his wife continue to blow me until she swallowed all my load. My wife later told me that it was incredibly hot to sit there and watch me get pleasure from another person. Maybe that's a sign of a cuckoldress later on. I can only hope. The next morning we woke up, and it wasn't awkward. We hit some more bourbon places, got back, and it was so hot, the sexual tension was at an all-time high. We did some nude sunbathing, and the four of us and then my wife grabbed me and pulled me into our room. I knew I was in trouble. We had stopped at a drugstore earlier in the day, and she brought her vibrator and some lube. She laid me down and drizzled that lube all over me and herself, and we slipped and slid around one another for what seemed like hours, making out, tongues exploring each other, and kissing all over the place. I laid her down and dove straight into that chubby pussy and licked until she came all over my face. We flipped around and she blew me for a few minutes. I was getting close to coming, and then she slid 2 fingers in my ass. I screamed in pleasure and came in the most intense orgasm I'd ever had. We waited a little bit, snuggling into each other, and I got hard again. "Give me that pussy now, baby," I said. Her pussy was so damn wet, there was zero resistance, and I slid all the way into her. She used that drug vibrator on her clit as I pounded her hairy pussy and came all inside her. I pulled out, dropped down, and licked that thing clean, tasting my own cream and her juices combined. Oh my God, it was so incredible. To this day, after 20 years of marriage, she's still the only one I want, and I love her to death. We don't mind doing crazy things with others, but we always come back and reclaim one another. My cock and her pussy are inseparable. Looking back on that night with my bride, I would have to say it was one of the most intense lovemaking sessions we'd ever had. I can't even begin to explain how hot it was. I hope this will give the listeners some spank bank material. Can't wait to order the upcoming book and feel free to include this story in it. Also, just writing this, I'm incredibly hard and I'm going to have to go rub one out now. Thanks, Nikki, for the stories and that damn sexy voice. That voice can just make me come in my pants while listening to it work. I also want to say thank you for reading my bi MMF fantasy story on the podcast a few months ago. I have to say it hasn't happened yet, but we have been having discussions about it, so maybe I can write to you back next time to tell you the dirty details. Michael. Hello, Michael. Thank you. Thank you again. I'm blushing over here. And yes, we have it marked for the book. Definitely, 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 definitely love this one. But a question about where you stayed. Have you seen the bourbon barrels that you can stay in on the trail? I am highly interested in those and I have them earmarked. I believe, I don't know, I haven't read too much into them. And I know the last time I looked, they were all booked. But I would love to stay in, but there are these huge bourbon barrels that you can rent while you do the bourbon trail. So it's on me and my Jeep's bucket list, just saying. So go check them out. They're not a sponsor by any means. I would love to have them as a sponsor, but I'm wondering if they're family friendly and wouldn't want to be a sponsor. So as you guys know, I would love to have a good whiskey or bourbon sponsor. So if you're out there listening or know any or are in touch with any, send them my way. Would love to have a sit down with them. Absolutely. Okay. Other than that, I think it's amazing when you find people that go on vacation with other like-minded people, either just to have a vacation or explore, or sexplore, as we say here. I'm glad you got to explore in a bit, push those boundaries. And there's nothing like, there isn't, even if you are only in imagination land when it comes to not pulling the trigger yet or stepping over the line, and you're still maybe dreaming of being pounded behind while you suck your lover's cock, and it's only about them and the connection that you have with them, and you're getting off to, you know, to me, it's when I have that fantasy and I'm with him, I am thinking just about him, even though it's obviously another man's cock inside me. It's not about the other man. Not really wanting that connection with that man, but the thought of that man giving me pleasure, because, you know, unless my lover, and last time I checked, he doesn't, or didn't, have two dicks, one that long and one that, you know, can be in that position, you know, and it's not going to work. And no matter how many sci-fi pornos I read, books I read, it's just not going to happen. So here's to you and exploring, and keep exploring and going on vacation. Ladies and gentlemen, could you go on vacation with a friendly lot, as we should say here, and sexplore with them? Have some bourbon with a nice dirty cherry with it, right? And see where things go in the evening. Went one big, nice cabin and just have your wicked, wild way with them. That's what I really want to know. Dear Nikki, this happened 3 months after my breakup from a lesbian relationship that had become deadbed. I've been texting with this girl, let's call her Morgan. Morgan was a curvy goddess with bright red hair and the biggest tits I've seen on an athletic frame like hers. I knew her because her boyfriend was one of my snowboarding buddies. The couple was known in the friend group as being kinky, both having a high sex drive and liking threesomes. When Morgan and I started talking, she wasn't shy to tell me all about it, how she loved kissing women, but also how good her boyfriend was in bed. Her stories got me all fired up, but I didn't think I'd be her type. She knew my ex longer, so maybe she felt it would be complicated to get involved with me. I had my doubts, but I was too horny not to try. At this point, the government allowed bars to open again after lockdown, and the whole friend group decided to have a drink. I made sure to wear a sexy leather skirt and a lacy bra to show off my body and let them know I was game. I was so nervous when they picked me up. Morgan and I had been texting and hanging out, but we didn't openly flirt or made any plans. At this point, I wanted her badly, and thought about threesomes drove me wild. Drinks flowed, and Morgan and I got pretty flirty, the tension accumulating until we met in the bathroom and kissed passionately. I pressed my body against hers, sucking one of her lower lips and rubbing my palm against her nipple. I could feel it poking out through the fabric. Trying to hide our intentions from the rest of the group, we gathered ourselves and reapplied our lipstick. I was still in disbelief as we walked to our table. She sat next to her boyfriend, let's call him Trevor, and whispered something in his ear. He looked at me hungrily, and I felt my pussy tingle at the thought of what might happen tonight. Shortly after that, we said our goodbyes to our friends and rushed to the car. The moment we were in there, Morgan and I made out again. Trevor was driving us to their apartment. We were so horny, we already were getting under each other's clothes, feeling each other up. Her bra was easily pulled to the side, revealing her big, swaying breast. I couldn't resist sucking them right there. Her moans filled my ears as I was getting soaked already. Luckily, we had arrived and the real fun could begin. I was still focused on Morgan, but making eye contact with Trevor while she cupped my breast from behind. Trevor was muscly without being broad. He sported a good-sized, uncut, rock-hard cock. Little I knew, I'd get addicted to that cock over the next few weeks. I let Morgan undress me fully and did the same with her. I got between her legs and tasted her sweet, pink pussy. I started slow, just exploring and discovering her sensitive spots, keeping the clit for the last. When I finally began circling her clit, she was moaning loud. I felt Trevor's hands on my ass while doing this, rubbing my cheeks before sliding in between my pussy lips, coating his fingers in overflowing juices. Morgan pulled me up and started kissing my nipples. Trevor's was fingering me to bliss while he crept closer so he could get his dick inside his girlfriend's wet pussy. With me in between, they started fucking. I could feel their bodies move. I saw Morgan's eyes roll back as Trevor digged deeper inside her. Their hands were all over me now, pinching my nipples and rubbing my clit. It felt so good, the arousal building up for hours as I was ready to come from this. As I started shaking, Trevor picked up his pace and made Morgan scream out in bliss. Our mutual orgasm seemed endless, and it was just the beginning. Red haze starts fogging my brain, and honestly, I can't recall anything that happened next. We were fucking for hours in every position, anything we could think of. I jerked him off while she was fingering me, sucked on her clit while his dick was sliding in and out of her pussy, got buck doggy style while she was playing with my tits. She rode him, and I rode him. We sucked off together, made out, came, and came, and came. We were exhausted, but so fucking satisfied. I passed out in their bed and woke early in the morning. We fucked again. This time I came hard for Trevor licking my pussy and fingering my ass. It felt so naughty that I came all over his face. I stayed a while longer and fucked them again in the afternoon. When I finally got home, I was shaking. I couldn't believe the night I'd just had. On the other hand, I also couldn't wait to do it again. Morgan texted me saying what fun night they had and how aroused she still was from all the fucking. It quickly became clear we would be doing more and often. Hannah. Well, hello, Hannah. as I was reading, I had a thought, and, you know, you guys meet out in the bathroom and then went back to the table, and then you guys went back to the car and then jumped on each other. I understand that it was probably a red haze, as you said, or lust, you know, you just are so keyed up that you're ready just to get to the point. But I often wonder, I was sitting there wondering, what would it be like if, since he was driving and couldn't participate, but do nothing but watch. First of all, I was like, watch the road, watch the road, watch the road. And then second part of me was, what if you slowed it down in the car? Like, instead of doing it on the way home, if you started the evening, like later on after you've established you guys, and like after this point, right? That you guys are going out to another party, right? And you sit in the back seat with her and you slowly take your time in giving him a show. Now that is what popped in my head. And I thought, you know, the drive there, the drive back, and maybe some innocent touches, nothing overt at the party, but just innocent. Even the touch of just stroking her hand just a little too long or sensually, and he catches his eye and he remembers how you touched her in the back of your car or whose ever car, right? The thought of that would drive him wild. And you probably wouldn't spend that much more time at the party either, but it popped in my head thinking, yeah, I really could get into that. But yours was hot too. I was just thinking the next time already when the first time was still starting, but that's sometimes that is my fault when it comes to being intimate with any partner. I get so keyed up that I'm ready to get there. Like sometimes I just want to jump, not from foreplay or as soon as foreplay's there, I'm ready just to jump, fucking get done. Not that I want it over with, but I'm that keyed up. I don't know how to be in that moment at times. And sometimes that's my big bad thing. You know, sometimes I don't want to fuck for hours. And when I am getting fucked really long, it's like, okay, not that I want you to be done. It's like, let's get to the, yes. You know what I mean? I think that you do anyway. That being said, what would you do to tease your lover if you were in a threesome with whatever triangulation dynamic you want? How would you tease the driver? Would you switch it up on the way home and tease another driver? Maybe stop for a quick snack and switch it up again until you got home? I think I just came up with a great car porn play. Porn play. Foreplay, I meant. What do you guys think? Dear Nikki, a few years back, I had to hire a lawyer for a bogus subpoena I got. I can't remember how I found her. I think it was just one of those lawyer sites that ranks the ones in your area. You can filter by law type and whatnot. I only went to her office once, and we never had to go to court or anything else. But I digress. When I went to her office, there was nothing really out of the ordinary by the meeting. I was in my early 20s, and she was probably mid to late 30s. She was wearing a professional clothes, so it hid a lot, but she had a pretty face and big tits. I could tell through the shirt there was no way to hide it. We took care of the legal stuff, and I figured I'd never really see her again. But a week or so later, I got a text from her. She came on pretty quick. I got the sense right away that she was into younger guys and just wanted to fuck. She didn't exactly say that, but that's kind of what I gathered. She didn't ask to go on a date. She just asked to meet at a bar nearby her place, that if we got along, we could go back to hers afterwards. She was really upfront about it. I'd give more details about what led up to us meeting, but that's about all I remember up to this point. It's been a few years. So when we meet at the bar and have a quick drink, she tells me about some of the work she does, and she had a couple cool passions in life that she put a lot of work into. And it's clear we were cool with each other and comfortable enough to go back to her place. It was just a few blocks away. She was pretty well off, owned a brownstone house in an expensive city. It was kind of exciting for me, early 20s dude still figuring out life, and a wealthy lawyer who wants to fuck me? She gave me a brief tour of the house. She made us some cocktails, and we made our way to the bedroom pretty quickly and started making out. She was pretty dominant with the way she guided everything. I don't remember the exact order of things, but it was pretty quick between us making out and her pulling my pants off and asking me if I wanted her to suck my cock. I, of course, obliged. She was fucking fantastic at it. She had big fucking tits and would go from sucking me to jerking me with her tits back and forth. I could tell she was horny and kinky as fuck. "What do you want to do next?" she said after she popped my cock out of her mouth, still pumping me a little. "Do you want to see my pussy?" And I said, "Fuck yes." Right away, she got off of me and got naked and laid next to me, grabbed me, pulled me into her in front of her. She was laying there in front of me, legs spread, tits out. I was still in my shirt, but I was naked from the waist down and my cock throbbing and hanging over her open legs. I played with her clit for a second, then slid two fingers into her, gently doing the classic come hither motion. She was right into it and started moaning and writhing a bit. It seemed only like seconds, it was probably longer, before all of a sudden I felt this hot liquid spray all over my lower belly, cock, and balls. She was fucking squirting. I always thought squirting was hot as fuck in porn, but I never thought about how hot it would be in real life. Pussy juice just shooting all over my cock and balls, drenching them. She squirted a lot, over and over. I don't know if I've ever been harder in my life. At some point, the attempt to fuck her became too strong, and I plunged my throbbing cock into her pussy in mid-squirt. I was unbelievably horny, practically an animal at that point. I fucked her as hard as I could. She grabbed my ass hard and pulled in with every thrust, saying dirty shit in my ear. I told her I was about to come. She told me to come on her tits. I pulled out, moaning as I pumped my cock and spraying her tits with cum as she smiled. I came for what felt like an eternity, drenching her tits. She giggled and took a finger and ran it across her tits, then sucked it on to taste me. "Not bad," she said, giggling again. I lay there drained for a few minutes. She didn't say much until some time had passed. I sat up and reached for my pants as I figured it was probably time to leave. "You're going?" she said sadly. "You don't even want me to suck your cock one more time?" she said with a mischievous grin. Just from her saying that, my cock was already filling up again, and she noticed. I laid back down. "Of course I do," I said. "I'll blow you, but I want you to taste my pussy while I do," she said to me, which instantly I agreed to. She flipped around and threw one leg over my head. Before I knew it, her pussy was an inch from my tongue and her mouth was already going to work on my cock. 69 is my fucking favorite, and I was ready to go. I gave her pussy a long lick, then pushed my tongue inside her, trying to match the rhythm of her sucking my cock. I grabbed her ass and pushed my tongue in harder and harder, and sure as shit, she started squirting all over my fucking face. It was too hot. Even though I'd only come about 5 to 10 minutes ago, I was fucking ready again. I took my mouth off her pussy for a second to tell her, and she was pretty much ignored it. My cock slid down her throat and she pulled on my hips as I thrust every jizzing pulse of my orgasming cock, shooting, no doubts, copious amounts of cum down her throat. She didn't miss a beat, and I fucking was drained. We both loved our time together that night. We unfortunately never met again, but we've sexted from time to time and talked about doing it again. Ash. Well, hello, Ash. How are we? Oh, to be with an older woman. Don't know, never done it. But to some men, I am older, and that's okay with me. But we all know my drug of choice, you know. Foxy, sexy, older. I only have been interested in one younger gentleman, I would say. And I'm not talking 20s here. I think just 3 years younger than me. I have to forget about it. It just, it makes me feel like it's 40 years younger than me, which wouldn't even be even 20 years younger than me. It just, I don't know. It's just 3 years. He reminds me all the time. It's just 3 years. And the funny thing is we haven't talked about it in a long time until, and he had mentioned that he was younger than me, and it was just, he's like, it's only by 3 years. I was like, I know. So for me, I'm this way when people wonder or about my style. When I'm into an older man, this is me. I do become, once I become attracted and I know I want to fuck you, I do get aggressive. I get very aggressive. I'm one of those, especially when we start kissing and I'm extremely wet, I'm one of those biters that bite when they're horny. So, and I forget, there's a term for it and I forget what it is. So if you were in a specialty professionally and someone came in that when you got done with doing whatever professional job that it was for them, would you send them a text for a hookup? I'm going to say no for me because that'd be crossing the line professionally. But then I don't know what I would sex somebody professionally for. What about you guys? Have you ever done it? I bet there's somebody out there who has, besides the woman that sexted Ash. If she's listening, I'd love to hear her side of it. What about you? I think this is a perfect place to stop for today. If you, like Michael, have a confession, story, or experience, I'm wrapping things up. Still looking for a few more. Need some material. I don't need it, but I'd like to see some newer stuff added to it. Something that broadens the horizon a bit. I have enough, more than enough, but looking for something new and fresh, just for me anyway, and my little tidbits. So if you have something and you'd like to contribute, send it my way. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we go find a place right off the bourbon trail? Have a kinky night with some bourbon that we bought in town. What do you think? I really want to know. And until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.